Well, kia ora, and welcome to Christchurch Art Gallery, Te Puna o Waiwhitu. I just wanted to make a few just general comments about this work, which is called Woman with Sticks by Ron Muick. He was constructed, constructed in 2008, and before that, let me just see, The Girl, which is the large baby, was preceded it in this construction process, and Drift, the man on the Lilo through there, followed it. So she's a sort of about halfway in size between them, perhaps more to the Drift than the other. I think this is not a particularly easy one for me to approach, and I'll go through and look at it in several different ways in which I have actually thought about this. The first one is that it relates to a little pet hate I have, because I'm of an age where you can have little hates and not like things. I get quite annoyed when I hear someone who's had some slight reversal, and usually in a social situation in tour, or some reversal in the country, they find the bus windows don't work, and they say, this is a third world country. It shows a complete insensitivity to what is in the third world, which is possibly what this might or might not be looking at. So I'll just leave that little bit at the background, because I think that's actually a theme that comes through. The first of several words that I see looking at this is this. I see this as being an incongruous work. It's out of place. It's mismatched in some particular sorts of ways. Now, I'd like to show you, getting back to the third world, just a couple of, pass that around. Just pass them around to look at the top. The top picture is actually someone who is in the third world, in Kenya, carrying some sticks. And you can see that she's coping with the world around her. The sticks are organized, she knows how to carry them. This woman that we have in front of us here doesn't know how to carry them. She's just bundled them up and she's desperately trying. So she's inexperienced at this particular mode. I'm not quite sure what von Muick is saying in this one, but I suspect he's talking about being out of place and feeling uncomfortable. The sticks are a real burden. They certainly are for the woman in the third world that you've got. If you wouldn't mind just passing that on, I'll get back to them later. So, yes, they're both the same. Yeah. They're two copies. So there's an incongruity about that. She's uncomfortable, she's not carrying the sticks properly. And then if you've read the catalogue, you will have noticed that the writer of the essay in the catalogue talks about how this is certainly not a woman who is accustomed to being out in the sun. She's been clothed, so she's naked. Say a little bit more about that later. Her skin is sensitive, as you can see as you go around the back, that there are scratches on her skin where the sticks have dragged down. And she's well fed, so she's not the sort of person you would expect to find in a third world situation. So incongruity is one of the issues that I see here. Now, while we're looking at this, for the start, we obviously see something to do with the sticks themselves. They're willow. And willow, it could have a number of different meanings. It has a variety of meanings in classical art, but one of the things that we associate willow with is fire. It's a useful material to make fire out of. It's useful for drawing, for warmth, or fire gives you warmth, And out of the product of a fire, you can end up with charcoal and you can draw things. So you've got some idea of the warmth and creating something, some artwork out of it. You can use willow to weave things, to weave it together to make baskets, to carry goods. You can also use willow to make homes. So this could be someone who is burdened by keeping her family warm, or being burdened by the mere fact of homemaking. There's a possibility in that. The size of the work is important here too, in that it's a small woman, although she is large, she's reduced in scale and emphasizing the burden. So we've got this sense then of a burden, perhaps it's a utilitarian burden, which is weighing her down. There's a certain ambiguity about all this. The second word that strikes me about the work. It's ambiguous because it's open to a number of different interpretations. I've already mentioned that you could think about it as representing a third world hunter-gatherer type of society, or early agrarian society, where everyone had to contribute to the general good, where it is simply hard work to carry on things, that the burden of life is itself something that weighs heavily all the time. I've mentioned the idea of homemaking, but I've also think there is an ambiguity about this, in that we don't know from the expression on her face whether she's looking into the past, the present, or the future. So this burden might be a metaphorical one for a life's pressure that's come up, or it might be a real one. It's certainly, apart from the incongruous nature of the load for this particular woman, it is also an ambiguous load. She's naked, and that adds to the ambiguity about it, because we rely on clothes often to get cues to about people. I'm wearing black at the moment in the rather ridiculous hope that it'll add a sort of sense of gravitas to what I'm saying. But other people look at wear clothes because they want to project something of themselves. So we look for clothes to give us some sort of a clue about them. Ron Murick has chosen to strip her bare. So we haven't got the comfort of the clothing to help us cope with this person. In the message that's been going around, then the photos that have been going around, the real woman carrying real sticks to a real fire is very well clothed. Her clothing is an aspiration of what she would like to be. She's trying to add something to what is otherwise a fairly grim life. So we've got the idea of burden and clothing. As well as the burden from the sticks, we can also look at the real burdens that happen in non-third world countries, and that's why I have the image from Van Gogh at the bottom of the page. It's an image of miners' wives carrying the burden in Poland at a time just before Van Gogh decided to become a painter, and when he was conducting a ministry to try and improve their lot. I think he was a bit more successful in being a painter than he was in his ministry work, but history can look at that. The point about that particular image at the bottom, though, is that it is a drawing, so there is a link then between the burden of the firewood and the willows here, and the burden that the miners are carrying. They do not look like this woman. They're fully clothed, they're drab, they're struggling with a real life struggle. And we're not sure that she is. The next part of I find about this one is that when you see people coming through the gallery, this is probably the least popular of the statues that we have for people to stop and look at. Partly because it's ambiguous, and possibly partly because we feel very uncomfortable about it, and that may be because of the ambiguity. We're not quite sure how we feel.
What about its location?
It could be the location between here and there, yes.
Dominated, of course, by another woman.
That's right, yes.
And, of course, these other wonderful women too.
Yeah, that's right. And they attract attention.
Yeah.
But I think when you look at her, there's something about her face that makes me feel as if she's resenting the situation she's in. And we don't like people who outwardly resent them where they are. We like to feel that they can cope a bit better. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why I find it somewhat difficult to sum up. I don't see her as being a particularly sympathetic figure. Certainly not to me. We sort of have this feeling that we want people to get on with it. Well, that certainly seems to be a popular thing today. So I more or less, I suppose where I'm at, is I'm ambivalent about this particular work. I'm very keen. I really like the old woman in the bed because I can relate to that in so many different levels. I'm really keen. I like the youth because there's so much there about potential and growing up that is important. But this one, I'm feeling ambivalent. I'm not sure whether I like it or not, so I'm going to wait. I would just like to complete by reading the quote that's put on the bottom of this sheet, under Van Gogh, and it's a quote from Van Gogh himself, and it gets back to my comment about third world and being uncomfortable about people talking about minor irritants as being something of the third world. Van Gogh said, "The diseases that we civilized people labor under most are melancholy and pessimism." And I'll leave it at that.